Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. In John chapter 12, the time for the Passover was approaching, and Christ's enemies were preparing their plans to have him put to death. And yet, despite the danger, Christ was present, not hiding, not afraid. And some Greeks came to Philip and said, "We wish to see Jesus." Now, we don't know for sure why they wanted to see Jesus. Did they want to become his disciples? Did they want to have a stimulating discussion about the meaning of life? Or did they want to invite him to come to their own country where he'd be safe? We don't know. What we do know is how Jesus responded. Philip told Andrew that the Greeks wanted to see Jesus, and Andrew brought the message to our Lord. And he responded, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." But what kind of response was that to the Greeks who just wanted to see Jesus? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. When Christ speaks of his hour, he's referring to the passion. For he is glorified through his death on the cross, because only if he dies can he rise again. This is Christ's answer to the Greeks. He's not merely a teacher, an intellectual, or a philosopher offering advice on how to live well and die with dignity. No, he came for something far greater. He didn't come simply to explain the meaning of life. He came to transform the meaning of death. Through his own death and resurrection, death no longer is the end. In fact, it becomes the passage through which God brings about our glorification. Everyone wants their religion to make their lives easier, more fulfilled, more pleasant. But that's not the Christian religion. Anyone can find purpose in life. Christ came to preach that by dying to the old life of sin, and then by death itself, united to Christ, we pass through the doorway to a new and more glorious life. This is why we worship a crucified God. As St. Paul says to the Corinthians, we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to the Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Christ preached to the Greeks what he offered to the Jews, that united to him and allowing our old life of sin to die and accepting our physical death, this is our way to glory. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Paul says that a crucified, resurrected Christ is folly to the Greeks. After all, have you ever been to a funeral? Have you ever touched the corpse? Who would look at that dead thing and come to the conclusion that it would ever rise again? And so Christ gives the Greeks an example from nature, a seed that becomes a grain of wheat. Who could look at a seed for the first time, not knowing what it is, and imagine what it can turn into if you just bury it in the ground? That little seed turned into a great stalk of wheat, a mustard seed. Have you ever seen a mustard seed? How small it is? Can you imagine it grown into an enormous tree? Or a little acorn becoming a giant oak? The transformation seems unbelievable, and yet we see it happen every year. If God can place such astonishing power of transformation in a seed planted in the ground, why should it be incredible that the human body planted in the earth should rise again in glory? Should God give more power to seeds than he does to his sons and daughters? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Paul also says that a crucified, resurrected Christ is a stumbling block to the Jews. They didn't want their great, victorious Messiah King to die. And neither did they want to let go of the things in which they found identity and safety. The temple and its sacrifices, the Mosaic Law, the nation, and their land. They didn't realize that if they let go of these things, Christ would transform them into something infinitely better. Jesus would become the temple, and then they would become the temple of God, with God dwelling inside of them. How much better is it for God to dwell in you rather than you having to go to a temple? And their old sacrifices would become the new sacrifice of the Mass. And their old circumcision would become the rebirth of baptism. And the promised land wouldn't just be a strip of land that's desert. It would become heaven. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. The Jews wouldn't bury Judaism, and so the temple and its sacrifices came to an end. Jerusalem was destroyed, and they were removed from the land. But Christ's church is alive, animated by the Spirit, and it stretches to the four corners of the earth. The church is the grain of wheat that has died and bears much fruit. It's the mustard seed that's become an ever-growing tree, and the birds of the air and all the peoples of the earth find shelter in its branches. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery, Christ's answer to the Greeks reveals the deepest law of the Christian life. The seed must die. Tomorrow we enter Holy Week. The hour of Christ has come. The grain of wheat will fall into the earth, and through his death, the world will be transformed. And the same law governs our lives. Lent has been the time for that death, the death of pride, selfishness, and the sinful habits that keep Christ from living fully in us. If we allow that old life of sin to die, Christ begins the transformation even now into people of virtue, people of love, people of holiness, into souls capable of the deep prayer that we call contemplation, infused prayer, in which the psalmist says, they will be inebriated with the richness of your house, and from the torrent of your delight you will give them to drink. So the question today is simple. What seed must die in me? What pride must die? What selfishness must die? What sinful habit must die so that Christ may live more fully within me? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, before we jump into our conversation, I want to remind everyone that Holy Week is the most important week in the history of the world. But very often we miss it. We go to Mass on Palm Sunday and we hear the Passion, and then we return on Good Friday and we hear the Passion again. And everything that Jesus actually did during the days between can disappear from view. But Holy Week's not meant to be skipped. We're meant to walk with Jesus step by step through the week. So let's not let this just be an ordinary week. So each day in our rosary meditations, we're going to follow Jesus step by step. So let's stay with Jesus. Let's walk with him through everything he did for our salvation this week. And I want to invite everyone, come and join us in Poland this June 10th through the 19th. It's going to be an amazing immersion in the lives of Maximilian Kolbe. One of the priests from Kolbe's monastery is going to be traveling with us all week, give us special insights into the life and spirituality of Kolbe. But also Our Lady of Częstochowa and Saint Faustina and Divine Mercy and John Paul II and Jan Tyrannowski and the great city of Kraków, one of the best cities, the most fun. So come and join us for this pilgrimage. All you have to do is go to our website, schooloffaith.com, and just click on pilgrimages. So what are your thoughts, Teresa, on this meditation or Poland?
That's too tempting. I have too many thoughts on the meditation to talk about Poland right now, as much as I really, really love talking about Poland.
But you're going with us to Poland.
I am going. I'm so excited. I always forget how excited I am to see Our Lady of Częstochowa.
We need...
Because there's so many good parts of that trip that I forget that in the middle, I go to my favorite place on earth.
Częstochowa might be one of my favorite places on earth.
Just a little city around Mary. It's incredible.
And June, this is an awesome time, parents and grandparents. Bring your teenage or young adult kids on this pilgrimage. They probably can't afford it, but you can. And what a tremendous way to immerse them in the faith.
Yeah, I think I went for the first time at 17, and it was with all of my friends that were 17, 18, 19.
Yeah, it was so amazing in 2019 when your mom and I, we took... 12 teenagers to Poland. That was an amazing experience. So what are your thoughts on this meditation and Holy Week approaching tomorrow?
I thought this was maybe, every time we break it down, I realize this is that Jesus Christ is just so unbelievably good with metaphors, in the sense that metaphors are really helpful because they make one idea applicable to a lot of people, and a lot of people can take away what they need from it, and it can still be objectively true, and it's very effective. It's interesting, especially that this is given to the Greeks. As someone who, my friends and I are currently going through a lot of old Greek literature, and we're reading Plato's Republic. Man, the Greeks love metaphors. Like, this couldn't be more for them. And it's especially interesting because there's so many debates around virtue and trying to, from a natural perspective, imagine how these things that are abstract can actually be good for you now in this life, in this world. Because from their perspective, it's like, why be good? Why have justice? Why do these things? And often they turn to really practical metaphors like this. So the thought of something that seems only like a loss, that like a seed going into the ground, a grain of wheat dying, the end of the grain of wheat, the idea of letting something go and something great coming from it is the perfect metaphor for a lot of things in the Christian life. Obviously, there's the actual resurrection of the body there, but there's also just, I was thinking about what a good metaphor this is for detachment and acceptance of what God brings us, because it's not like these two things are completely detached from one another. It's not like if you let go of this object, I'll give you a completely random other object. This is the grain of wheat in dying. That is the growth of something else.
Yeah.
That it's not disconnected. It's not, I'm going to give away something random and get something random. In our detachment, in the acceptance, in the death of something, that is the exact act in which we are open to God. It's the exact act in which things come from that moment of detachment. Like, we can't accept things that, we can't accept the change that God brings us when we're not detached from the things that are being taken away.
Yeah, I love doing this meditation basically on the last day of Lent. Because before we enter Holy Week, because this is, sorry for the pun, this is the kernel. Letting go of sinful things, letting go of good things, so that God can give us infinitely greater things.
And even in that detachment, that itself, that actual death is good.
Yeah. Well, as I was preparing this morning, I was thinking of, or I guess I should say Our Lady was reminding me of how this whole Lent, she's been calling me to conversion, showing me seeds in my own life that need to die. And basically asking me, so when are you going to let them die? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.